At the top of one of the tallest buildings in the city, there was a room. A floor higher than any staircase or elevator reached. Not even the architect knew it existed, nor would he believe it if he were told. The room was dark, though the shades could be pulled aside to reveal windows everywhere, looking out over the city below. But the man sitting behind the desk liked the dark best, so the shades remained drawn. A small fire gave the room its only light, the wavering yellow barely reaching the man's face. Only his eyes shone from shadows, black and deep. They burned into Dutch Schultz as he stood ready to make his report.
"Is it done?"
the black-eyed man asked softly.
"You bet,"
Dutch Schultz said, trying not to shiver. He'd been shaking almost non-stop ever since he had sunk that crazy knife into Vanderdonk. The old loon hadn't stopped whispering to himself even as he fell to the ground with a mortal wound. When Dutch had leaned in to figure out what he was saying, Vanderdonk suddenly grabbed his forehead, scaring the bejesus out of him. It must have taken everything he had to commit that last hopeless act of defiance, because the old god fell dead the next moment. Dutch shivered again. Why couldn't he stop?
"I am pleased, Mr. Schultz," the black-eyed man said. "May I have my knife back?"
Those black eyes seemed to bore into his soul. Dutch couldn't help himself. He shivered again. He'd been a famous gangster back in his mortal days during the Roaring Twenties, and he'd killed heaps of men. He prided himself on not being afraid of nobody. He'd fallen in with the black-eyed man years ago, a lesser spirit attaching himself to a god, and he'd been sitting pretty ever since. This filly was the right one to back, he'd tell himself. This knife, this crazy knife that could do the impossible, it proved it. Dutch would kill 1,000 dried-up old gods if that's what it took to gain power. So why couldn't he stop shaking?
"Mr. Schultz, I'm waiting."
The black-eyed man was not pleased at the delay. The assassin was shocked to find himself hesitating. Dutch Schultz, noted murderer and gang leader, was scared. A voice spoke up inside his head, almost as if it came from outside. "I have the knife, do I not? I am the powerful one now. If I strike quickly, I could take the power for myself and stop the shivering." As the words rang in his head, an odd calm came over him. He suddenly knew exactly what he had to do. Without stopping to wonder where the voice came from, Dutch leaped toward the black-eyed man, knife aimed at his heart. The black-eyed man did not even flinch. He reached out and grabbed Dutch by the throat, pushing him to the side. Dutch thrust wildly, sinking the knife into the other man's shoulder. The hand around his neck tightened, and the last thought on Dutch's mind as the blackness overtook him was, "Did I just try to bump off the big guy? What was I thinking?" Holding his bleeding shoulder, the black-eyed man calmly regarded the dead body of his assassin. He knelt down to take back the knife, wiping it off on the assassin's jacket. He then reached into the dead man's pockets, searching.
"You underestimated me as always, Adrian," he muttered to himself. "You may have turned Mr. Schultz against me, but all it cost me was an assassin. And I have more, Adrian. I have more. Ah."
He pulled out a small, gold locket. Smiling cruelly to himself, he regarded the locket and the knife, his black eyes glinting in the firelight. Rory awoke to a thump on the small of his back.
"Get up!"
Rory sleepily waved behind him in a useless attempt to get the intruder off of him. He was still half in his dream, something about a bright white belt. Bridget's voice whispered in his ear.
"Get your butt out of bed, mister, or I'll knock you silly with my great sword butt kicker. Your tender butt wouldn't be able to take it. It would sting and turn red, and you'd cry out, 'It hurts! Oh, great knight Bridget, your mighty sword stings my poor butt!' But I'd keep whacking you, because sleepyheads deserve no mercy."
"Fine, I'll get up. Just please stop talking." Rory pushed himself up onto his knees. Bridget remained attached to his back, so Rory reached around to tickle her. She squealed.
"No, I will not fall for your evil tickling. I am too great a knight to giggle.